So then, just another question following Andrew's. Are you focusing, I think, on the amount of devices that people have in the houses? But I think, to be honest, I think that's irrelevant, because one can have 10 devices, but only a person will be using one at a time. So I think to concentrate on the amount of people, which is already known, basically using, I mean, in a household could be 3 people and 10 devices.
Yep.
10 devices won't be used. 3 devices will be maybe used at one time, but not the 10. So I think focusing on the amount of devices is not, I mean, people may have a half a dozen old phones or 3 computers and, not used anymore. So I think it's the amount of people that are using the internet is actually more informative to what's required than actually the amount of devices, I think.
But I think there is also an issue that research has shown internationally, that your amount of concurrent use in a household has an impact. So what one person in a household might be doing on one device, if you then multiply that across a family of 5 and everyone's got multiple devices and a smart TV, suddenly your speed and bandwidth has to be multiplied again and again, and that's what we're looking at. So those devices might not be being used now. We're wanting to look at, if every single device was turned on at the same time, what that load would be on the network. And we don't know how many devices are here. So it's, again, the start of that process.